The shooting of three young Muslim American students in Chapel Hill last year sent shockwaves around the world. But before their deaths, the victims had already made a deep impact on their community and the people closest to them. Jorge Valencia has the story of two friends they brought together.
When Ali Haidari was a teenager, he knew he wanted to be a productive member of society. He just didn't know what he wanted to do. He flipped burgers at Burger King, he stocked groceries at Target, and then one night at the gym, he met another young guy his age named Dia Barakat. It was Ramadan, and as observant Muslims, they only worked out late at night because it was the only time they could eat afterwards. Dia had just been accepted to dental school, so he asked Ali, "Have you thought about dentistry?" The next time they hung out, it was in a very different setting.
We met at Hunt Library at NC State, and he looked at all the classes I took at Wake Tech, and he wrote down each class that I needed to take semester by semester, and went to take each science course that will set me up for perfect timing to take the DAT.
The DAT, the dental admission test. Ali transferred to NC State. Dia moved on to dental school at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. They became friends.
Like, I would tell him when I had a test or something, and he would call me after the test to see how I did.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he really looked out for me.
Dia looked out for Ali so much that he even tried to introduce Ali to a possible girlfriend. He tried to play matchmaker.
I thought to myself, like, nah, I'm not ready for this.
Eventually, in a shooting that was heard around the world, Dia was killed. A neighbor in Chapel Hill shot him and his wife and sister-in-law. Their family and friends were devastated, and so was Ali. But he was determined to make Dia proud, and he carried out a trip the two of them were planning to give free dental care to Syrian refugees on Turkey's border with Syria.
I walk in, and I see a bunch of people walking around, you know, getting ready, setting up. And I see Dia's dad standing in the corner, looking out of the barred windows, just looking off into the distance. And I went and stood next to him. I just couldn't help holding back my tears.
The volunteers Ali and Dia organized treated more than 700 patients. When he returned to the U.S., Ali applied to dental schools, including the one at UNC. Then he waited to hear about admission. One day,
I got a call from an unknown number.
And it was the woman Dia had mentioned to Ali.
Oh, is it my turn now? Okay. My name is Radwa Bahari, and I am a second-year dental student at UNC.
Radwa was one of Dia's classmates, and she, too, had been shocked by the shooting.
I don't know. Their work really inspired me, and I was thinking, you know, we're not really guaranteed another day, and what am I really doing to help this world? I mean, we complain about the situation of the world all the time, like how this world is a dark place, and I really had no answers for what I am doing to better this situation, better anything about the world.
So Radwa decided she wanted to organize a trip like the one Ali and Dia had done. She traveled to her family's native country, Egypt, and a dentist there took her to a settlement that's informally known as Trash City, and she introduced her to a few children.
I just remembered a bunch of, like, black dots in their mouth, and I was just thinking, wow, like, these kids are way too young to have this. All of their teeth were, like, worn down or eroded.
This week, Ali, Radwa, and three other students are on a trip that they spent most of the past year planning, and they're helping give free dental treatment to children from Cairo. Ali has been accepted to the UNC Dental School, and he and Radwa, they're getting married this summer.
I think when we did, like, when we talked about getting engaged, I think one of the first things in my mind, I'm like, wow, Dia would have been so excited.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dia would have been so excited, yeah.
Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.